Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire and with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today anywhere podcasts are found.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance, your mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life well, Rocket can. I have a little problem with maybe some coworkers of ours here at CBS Sports Radio today. So Matt Collins was on the DA show and then also Maggie and Perloff today. Now, you guys know me. Maggie and Perloff do a good job here. DA, we have a lot of fun with the DA show. But they both had on Matt Collins, and we played the audio earlier of Matt Collins sharing that he's been walking around New York City all day on this media tour, and he's not wearing shoes. Matt Collins happens to be a good dude. Like, I met him at a Super Bowl party, and he was actually wearing really nice shoes, which I vividly remember. And I covered him a little bit in Philadelphia. Like, we all know Matt Collins is a good dude. But it is weird to me, Ryan. And I just saw Maggie post this, and I saw a post from DA as well, that they're both posting their photos with Matt Collins. And they're, like, both saying, hey, great guy, unbelievable dude. And, oh, yeah, he's walking around with no shoes on. I don't know. He could be a great guy. When you're walking around New York City with no shoes on, that's just weird to me. Like, I think my post would be, Matt Collins, maybe a nice guy, but has to be a weird dude because he's wearing no shoes walking around New York City. And I saw him do an interview with NFL Network. And on NFL Network, his explanation here for why he's not wearing shoes is that, oh, well, do you walk around with mitts on your hands? And gloves in your hands? He's like, your hands could get damaged. I think your feet are at greater risk of getting damaged in your hands if you don't wear gloves compared to your feet. When you're walking around New York City, there's so much crap in the seats. But yeah, Maggie posted, great meeting Matt Collins. He walked through New York City barefoot all day. Oh, you know, I'll give Maggie credit. So on the first post I saw, it's a good dude. On the next one she had, it was wild dude. So good job out of Maggie there. Saying wild dude when it comes to Matt Collins. This is so bizarre to me. It was a funny video that DA put out. But the whole Matt Collins no shoes thing, that's weird to me. Really weird.
Can you be a good guy and a weird guy at the same time? I think so.
I guess so. But when you're highlighting the post of the feet, of him walking around with no shoes on, I don't know. Good. I'm not
writing
pointing
good at the feet?
Dude.
Didn't you see his feet in the picture?
No, you can't. They just both acknowledge that the shoes were not being worn.
Maybe we could have used the feet pick there. Full body.
You want to see that? What just are you, Rex Ryan Jr.?
Just to more verify than anything else. Like,
I don't need to see that. They showed his feet on NFL Network.
But I was just saying, if you listen to the radio and you just heard Matt Collins talk about being barefoot,
you
not
want
actually
to see his
seeing
feet?
It.
You want to check out his feet? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe it's just a skeptical part of me. I just want to make sure that he's, you know, legit.
I don't know. The whole thing is weird to me.
Well, yes. That is very true.
Like, walking around New York City with no shoes on is disgusting. And you know what the weird part is? He said in the interview with DA, you know, once I got out of the airport, hey, my shoes, they came right off. I think one of the most disgusting things is when you have to take your shoes off when you have to walk through security at an airport and you don't have socks on and you see people walk around the airport barefoot. I would imagine he was walking around the airport, though, barefoot if he's walking around New York City with no shoes on. That's gross.
Why would you wear shoes on an airplane but not anywhere else?
I don't know. Maybe he's being respectful to others.
Okay, like can't hate.
You know, if he wasn't, well, even if you're sitting in first class or not, you sit down, do we need those ham hocks out?
His feet probably smell awful.
Well, they probably first off, he's an NFL player, so he's sweating all the time.
Wait, what? What do you mean he's sweating all the time?
He's sweating all the time. He's an NFL player. He's walking around, running around a lot.
Oh, yeah, at practice and during the game. Yeah. Are you saying like in his like he's no, at home just sitting on the couch sweating? That's what when you said he's sweating all the time.
No, no,
I'm picturing him like at home, like me and you sitting down right now, him just drenched in sweat.
Well, who knows? Who knows?
Maybe people have sweaty feet, so maybe, but.
But yeah, his feet gotta stink. And if your feet stink, you gotta know your feet stink. Oh, come on.
No, now I'm just thinking.
So I lived in a fraternity house when I was in college. When someone stinks, you know they stink.
Oh,
and
yes.
Yes. And then if you pointed out to them, they were just trying to ignore that they stunk. But that's clear. You got to know when you have smelly feet.
No, I'm just trying to think, how smelly would your feet get?
Well, especially when you're never wearing shoes.
Because they're aired out all the time.
But when you're never wearing shoes, hold on. If you're never wearing shoes, they got to stink.
But I don't know.
Oh, come on.
They'll be dirty as hell.
Do you see the streets in New York City?
But in terms of just smell-wise, like, I think the smell comes from wearing socks and shoes and keeping it. If you're sweating, whether you're walking, running, just moving around on a daily basis, your feet sweat, but that sweat is nowhere to go and that smell is nowhere to go because it's in a sock and a shoe.
Do you think the streets in New York City smell well?
No.
Well, but you could barely actually smell anything in New York City anymore. All you can smell is marijuana. That's it. You smell weed all over the place now in New York City.
But it's not like New York City, well, it does smell, but it doesn't smell like, there's not a distinct odor from the sidewalks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think so.
So,
you know how much garbage is on the sidewalks?
But that's the garbage smell. Like the sidewalks, if they're clear.
And where do the garbage bags sit? On the street.
Well, they do get, like the sidewalks get cleaned.
Oh, not well.
I'm not saying that I would do it. I'm just saying.
Is he going on a New York City subway? Is he going on a New York City subway?
He can't. That's.
I think he would. He doesn't care.
He's an NFL player. He's got to have car service for this.
You would think also on a tour too. Yeah, probably a media tour.
But that is, you told me the last place. Like I think I'd rather put my foot in like a snake pit before like barefoot on the subway.
Do you remember? I think this was a year ago. We had a really bad storm in the city, and the subway started to flood.
Yes. Oh, I remember
and
that you
saw
vividly.
The video of the it was a guy or a girl that just basically dove into the subway station as if it was the deep end of a pool. And you're going up a
chills
diving board.
Thinking about that. How disgusting.
Ugh. Gross.
That is.
But his feet, you know what? That's. Get DA on. We got to figure out if. If
I Matt bet Collins you his feet are smell. Dirty. I don't think they would smell.
You know what? I'll text Maggie right now. Because DA's probably sleeping, I would imagine, right?
Well, I mean, he's also probably. I hope he's watching the game.
Well, he could be doing the show from home tomorrow, too. Let's see. Maggie, I'll text them both together. Maggie and
dirty and smelly. I will say
we
two
are talking
different distinctions
about Mac Hollins on the air. Did his feet smell? Oh, I spelled it. I spelled his first name wrong. It's all right though.
How do you spell Mac? M-A-C-K.
Yeah, I did M-A-C.
I mean, people know.
Yeah. Well, you never know though. These people. People get crazy at our company. You just got to make sure. I'm really curious what the response was. Anyway, this is Zach Gelb show on CBS Sports Radio. Here's what you need to know so far. Astros, they won today. The Mariners, for some reason, are still electing to pitch Yordan Alvarez. He made them pay. Yankees rained out. They'll play tomorrow. Dodgers last night, they lose. Series now tied up against the Padres. Braves, they win last night. Rhys Hoskins with a misplay of the ball as it took a tricky bounce. He got to keep that ball in front of him. He did not. And the Braves end up winning that game. So that series is 1-1 going back to Philadelphia tomorrow. Dodgers and Padres, 1-1 going to San Diego tomorrow. I just got a text back from Maggie. LOL, no. But to be fair, I didn't get that close. Maggie's no dummy.
Well, I wouldn't say. I wouldn't want to test. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, I think because their feet are not trapped, they're dirty, disgustingly dirty. I bet you they would not smell.
But also, like you don't know. Okay, we don't know if Matt Collins was sitting closer to Maggie or was sitting closer to Perloff. Like, could there have been a possibility Maggie, Andrew,
next to each other, and then
next to each other, and then Max on the
probably
on the side. That's probably how it did go.
Now she did post a picture. Them two sitting next to each other, right? or no?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So if it smells,
so you
would
don't
know.
Think his feet smell?
I don't think so.
Ugh.
I think they have time to air out. It's like, you know what the perfect example is?
You know what?
Go to the beach. If you go to the beach, my feet never
different.
Smell
that's
from
different.
The beach.
You're in and out of the ocean.
But they're dirty.
Sand, it's a sand. Sand
there's
isn't
different
that dirty.
Smells that you can, but you have time to air them out.
You know what? There's one way for you to try.
No.
You're going no, shoeless.
Not. No,
rest
I'm
of the week.
Not. Yeah, rest of the week, yeah.
Shoeless Ryan Hickey. It's one more day.
I don't want any infections, all right?
No shoeless
I'm,
Joe.
I'm
shoeless
okay.
Ryan. Shoeless Ryan Hickey. There's got to be someone in the newsroom that we would that would be fine walking around the streets of New York City without shoes on. Who's in the newsroom tonight?
On our side, no one.
No one?
Shep comes in a little bit.
Oh, Shep would walk around New York City without shoes on.
All right, so ask him.
Who's down the hall?
Jack.
Oh, Jack Stern? Oh, Jack. He loves to get on the air. He would definitely walk around the streets of New York City with no shoes on.
Jack. And what are you going to ask him if he smells on feet?
You would. I'm not smelling his feet.
I'm not smelling his feet.
Yeah, you are.
I bet. I'm just saying.
You're the producer of the show. That's
you
content we need to produce.
That is not in the job description.
Yeah,
that is for sure.
Hickey's LinkedIn. Foot sniffer at CBS Sports Radio.
They need a whole lot more money for that.
I'll give you a raise. I'll bump up your pay. Give you a nice little holiday check.
I'm waiting for some sort of like sarcastic.
No,
I'm psych. Not.
No. I would give you
a dollar. Thanks for taking one for the team.
I give generous gifts. I'm not cheap when it comes to gifts, right? Nice little confirmation right there. Yeah, Zach, you do a good job giving gifts and all that.
What's something like a salary increase?
Oh.
I go, you know, that's a lot of pain right there. That's a lot of torture.
I think you get paid enough.
A lot of trauma.
To sniff Jack's feet?
No. That is for sure.
All right. How about this? Jack walks around the streets of New York City. You have to smell his feet to see if they actually smell if you're walking around the streets of New York City with no shoes on. But. Because you smelled his feet, the Colts didn't get a franchise quarterback. You in?
They do get no.
No? Even for a franchise quarterback?
No.
Oh, wow.
Not smelling feet for a franchise guy. The Colts are already on their way to a franchise guy for free.
I don't know.
They stink. That's easy enough. That's the best way to do it.
Okay.
Go right to the top.
By the way, Jimmy Garoppolo right now, I don't want to say he's cruising, but he has brought back the 49ers to being a team that you look at and you go, okay, they're going to be a damn good team. And you never want to see someone like Trey Lance get hurt. But Trey Lance getting hurt improved the 49ers this year because for right now, Jimmy G is a better option than what Trey Lance would have been in this year. Not everyone's going to be Mahomes first year as a starter. You win an MVP. Jackson first year as a starter. You win a unanimous MVP. Now, that just does not happen. There's a lot more history of guys finally becoming the starter that struggle than not only succeed, but succeed at an elite level right away. So, with that being said, a lot of teams could have got Jimmy G. The 49ers were begging for you to trade for Jimmy G. No one bit. And yes, he did have that injury and he did have surgery and he wasn't able to throw the football until August. But if you want to get a deal done in the NFL, you could basically still get a deal done, and I don't think there would have been that much risk of there being concern, oh, Jimmy G's not going to be ready for the start of the season. There was never a report that Jimmy G was maybe not going to be ready for the start of the season. If we had to go through teams that may regret not trading for Jimmy G, who do you think the top teams are? I'll throw out a few teams. Let's have a conversation about it. Hickey, Commanders. They swapped twos for once, gave up two threes. One could become a second. They probably could have got, Jimmy G for a third-round pick? Call it a day, and that's it. And you would have had a better quarterback right now.
Absolutely. Love Ron Rivera's thoughts on that one. Hey, Ron. Regret that?
The difference is quarterback. I wish we had Jimmy G. Right?
Oh, they have to. Have to.
Carolina. Would Matt Rhule still be the coach of the Carolina Panthers if they got Jimmy Garoppolo this offseason? Not that Jimmy G's ever going to be the franchise guy, but he does win games. Those first two games of the season, you knew the Panthers were screwed after the first two games of the season when you're going up against Jacoby Brissett and Daniel Jones and you don't win. You lose on that game-winning field goal in week one up against the Browns, Cade York, and then week two, you lost in a close game by 3 points to the Giants. I think you make the case Jimmy G wins both those games, or at least gets you a one. And then in that Cardinals game, they were giving you the game. But Baker Mayfield stinks now. You know, you could make the case. If they got Jimmy G, would they be a 3-2 football team?
I think bare minimum 2-3. Like, out of those three games you just mentioned.
Because they beat the Saints. They beat the Saints handily.
Right. Well, I guess, yeah, 3-2. Yeah, you're right.
Right? So then, like, Jameis, there's so many picks in there. Cardinals, I think they win. And then you could split either the Browns or the Giants.
Yeah, I think
they would have been 3-2. And if you're 3-2, I don't know if you're I don't think you're firing your head football coach.
No.
You're definitely not firing your head. If they're 3-2, no way.
No way.
Oh, yeah, that's a regret one. How about the Colts? You as a Colts fan, the degenerate, I mean resident Colts fan here. Jimmy G gives you a better option than Matt Ryan in the year 2022.
I mean, I'll say this. It's harder to do worse than how Matt Ryan has played so far. 10 turnovers. Now, the offensive line stinks. So whether it's Jimmy G, whether it's Matt Ryan, doesn't really matter. But that said, I don't think Jimmy G's thrown as many picks. I mean, he has 7 picks already. Guys fumbled 11. Somehow the Colts have recovered 8. Matt Ryan has fumbled 11 times in 5 games. I don't think Jimmy G is safe to say he's doing that. That's absurd.
No, I don't think so either. Now, the line's terrible. Jonathan Taylor wasn't healthy. Darius Leonard used to play football. Shaq Leonard doesn't play football, really. Receivers aren't good. You know, other than Michael Pittman Jr., who he missed, what, 1 game total?
1 game. But they're getting better. They're coming on.
I think you score. Put it this way. I think you score a touchdown up against the Jaguars.
And the Broncos.
Run through your 5 games real quickly.
Texans, tie. Jaguars,
you would have won the
loss.
Texans game. Jimmy G does not start off down 20-0 to the Texans.
Chiefs.
Jaguars, you probably don't win because they never win in Jacksonville, but you would have scored.
No. They got shut out. 24 zip.
Chiefs, you won.
Win.
Okay.
So Titans.
One extra win.
L.
I think you probably beat the Titans.
And Broncos win. I would say one win. One win.
Extra. Yeah, one win. So you guys would be sitting at
3-2.
3-2 instead of 2-1. 2-2-1. What about the Saints? I know the Saints have been banged up. Kamara out of lineup. Thomas more out of the lineup than in the lineup. Olave, I know he got hurt last week, but man, he was my rookie of the year pick. He's a heck of a player in this league, and he's going to be. Now you're starting Andy Dalton and relying on Taysom Hill to have 4 touchdowns for you guys to win a game. I think the Saints should have got Jimmy G.
The Saints have talent. I don't know if Dennis Allen's a good head coach. It's not looking like it, but
they do have talent, but they're never healthy.
You rattled off the offense and your injuries have hurt, but man, if he's there with that talent, they'd be better than where they are.
And then finally, Cleveland?
Oh, without a doubt. You can make the argument that's the one who regrets it the most.
To weather the storm?
Because right now, you lose to the Jets. You lose to the Falcons.
Yeah, but it wasn't Jacoby Brissett's fault while they lost to the Jets.
Fair, fine.
They blew a 13-point lead with 90 seconds to go. I don't think they win that game because Jimmy G's the quarterback. Like, they did enough. They lose the game to the Falcons last week. Is that on Jacoby Brissett?
They threw a pick in the end zone.
Okay, but Jimmy G also ran out of the back of the end zone for a safety.
Costly pick. Like, that cost you points.
Yeah, but I don't put that one on him. That game last week, are they a better team with Jimmy G? In theory, yes, because Jimmy G, you'd much rather have him than Jacoby Brissett. But in terms of the Browns, I don't know if their record is 3-2 instead of 2-3 with Jimmy G as the quarterback, because like even last week, Staley messed up, and you missed the kick. Like, does Jimmy G get you 5 more yards or something like that? I don't know.
I mean, maybe. I mean, it's a makeable kick. Got to hit it, but get you closer, makes the throw. I mean, they move the ball, what, 7 yards, if that?
Yeah, so I used to advocate, and I was advocating for Jimmy G to the Browns. It would have helped you for this year. But then what happens if, let's just say, Watson's at 11 games? What happens if they're like 8-3? Are you benching Deshaun Watson if Jimmy G got them to 8-3?
Absolutely not. That's the best case scenario. 8-3, a better quarterback coming on in. You build yourself, you know.
Now, Watson is a better quarterback, but if you have a quarterback that gets you 8-3 and you're benching him, that's... What happens if Watson has some rust the first two games? It's not going to happen.
Well, I think rusty, absolutely.
But that's why I don't think they did it, because that's Watson's team. I know they had the cap space to do so. I don't think they wanted to, in a weird way, because Watson, the whole thing is just weird how that guy's going to play this year. I guess disrupt the apple cart.
That's so weak.
But I'm telling you, that's why they didn't do it.
You're scared of being 8-3? Like, if you want to get 9-2, like, oh, man.
Well, first off,
even
if they had Jimmy G, I don't think they would be 8-3 or 9-2.
Could
they get an extra win or two long term? Yeah, I think they could get an extra win or two with Jimmy G. Man, you're disgusted about that one.
I thought it was just a no brainer. It's a layup. And what we were saying to go is what, 4-5? I mean, we did the schedule game.
Yeah,
it's like go 4-7 or 6-5, 5-6, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll be probably in the playoff spot. And now you're looking at a team with already 2-3 against
the
soft spot of the schedule.
They play New England, the Ravens, the Bengals, bye week, Miami, Buffalo, Tampa.
Yeah, that's the back end. The second half of the first 11 games is killer. You got to capitalize, and they didn't.
Yeah, they had to strike hot early. They had to beat the Jets. They had to beat the Falcons. The Chargers game, I don't kill them for that, but this should be a football team that you would have thought after the first 5 weeks would have got the Atlanta game, would have got the Jets game. They should be 4-1.
They should be 4-1.
But they're not, and you are what your record says you are. Zach Kelch, CBS.
Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire and with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today, anywhere podcasts are found.
Finding the perfect suit can seem impossible, but finding one that's perfect for you is easy with Indochino. Choose your design and custom details. Then submit your measurements online or get measured in-store for a custom made-for-you fit at an incredible price. And shop their new fall collection for seasonal styles. Find your perfect suit with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more with promo code FALLUPDATE at Indochino.com. That's Indochino.com, promo code FALLUPDATE.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. This season, for the first time, you could hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free. Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, the International Series, Holiday Triple Headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, all sponsored by AutoZone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That is what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. We may have a score upcoming. Oh! Wentz to Terry McLaurin. I actually think that was a good ball, but it was just a better defensive play. So now we may get our first points of the game because that was third and 6. So here comes a field goal. They're showing this play one more time. This game is no score, 0-0. The ball placement was good. I don't know if he would have got 2 feet in. Yeah, he would have. But the defender just got a hand on the football or an elbow on the football, made a heck of a play. So Joey Sly here. It's a 38-yard field goal attempt. Hickey, is it going to be good? Is it going to be good or no?
Good.
Okay, let's see. The kick is up, and it is good. 3-0. Pop the champagne. We got points. We got a life. It's crazy. There's not been a touchdown on Thursday night football since week 4 of the fourth quarter where Hayden Hurst scored a touchdown with under 2 minutes to go for the Cincinnati Bengals in that game up against the Miami Dolphins. No touchdowns last week, and with this first half coming to a close, no touchdowns as well. This is a disgrace.
99 minutes and 14 seconds to be exact of no football, no touchdowns on Thursday Night Football.
Now, I've been a little bit critical of Carson Wentz, that's safe to say, right?
A tiny bit.
A little bit critical. I actually feel bad for him at this point. I feel bad for Carson Wentz because he was the guy in Philadelphia. Not only the guy, he would have been the MVP of the league if he didn't tear his leg up in L.A. When the season for him came to a close, even the Eagles went on to go win the Super Bowl. So he failed in Philadelphia, then was never able to be his old self. They ended up going with Jalen Hurts, and that has worked out successfully. Then he goes to Indianapolis, and he stunk up the joint there with the season on the line. So Jim Irsay's like, oh, we can't bring him back. And now he's with the Commanders, and like, what are we doing? You have all the money in the world. I know there's pride, and he's a competitor, but there's no way that he's going to be the franchise quarterback or even a competent quarterback for the Commanders. And we know the Commanders have had crappy quarterbacks the last two, 3 decades. But there's no hope here. And now it's a Thursday night game, isolated window. Your coach this week threw you right underneath the bus, backed it up, then had to apologize. And this game is 3-0 Commanders again. And the Bears are terrible. Not that the Commanders are any good. But you would think that if Carson Wentz had any resemblance of being that old quarterback, like even a half of that old quarterback, he would be able to go get a touchdown in the first half. But so far, no touchdowns by either team, and no touchdowns for Carson Wentz. Ryan, the guy toyed with your emotions last year. You were a believer. I tried to tell you not to believe in Carson Wentz. You didn't listen because you were selfish or you were foolish. Do you have any sympathy for Carson Wentz right now with how this career has just gone so, you know, off the deep end? It's terrible.
No, I don't. Because last year, look, he let factors that should not allow, that should not be impacting your play to impact his play. And last year, like you want to see what happened in Philly. Well, like the Eagles drafting a quarterback.
Yes.
Like all of a sudden getting, you know, selfish or you know, jealous of Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
Then you even go to Indy. Like you go to the place you want to go to where you have your head coach in Frank Reich that you loved and that was supposed to be your guy. And you have an offensive line that's supposed to be really good with led by running back and Jonathan Taylor, who led the NFL in rushing last
MVP
year.
Yeah, MVP-like.
And you basically ask, don't lose the game. Maybe make a few throws here and there, but you know, as a former MVP caliber quarterback, he wasn't being asked to do a lot. Like at times I thought he was being overly asked to carry the team in Philly, and it was a little unfair. And he couldn't even do basically the bare minimum. He couldn't like be an average quarterback. And it's like, so I'm sorry. I feel you had what you needed last year. You dropped the ball. You had your chance. You blew it. Well, what else? What sympathy should there be?
Oh, the sympathy just be that the guy used to be the guy. He was supposed to be this unbelievable quarterback. And yeah, could he be a little bit of a jerk? Sure. There's no doubt about that. Does he look over his shoulder too much? Absolutely. But this is what your career has become. You're on your third team after you look like you were an MVP in 2017. You're on your third team, and you're going to be on a fourth team. And if a fourth team gives him opportunity to start and he's not holding a clipboard, geez. Like, if I'm him, seriously, do you think about with all the injuries that he's had, leg, back, would you even want to be a backup quarterback? Or would you just retire maybe? If at the end of the year the Commanders go, hey, we want to part ways with you, would you retire if you're Carson Wentz at this stage?
No, I still think he can. He thinks he can play.
And he still thinks he's a stud.
So I don't think retirement. Also, too, I will say.
But if he's a backup quarterback, like he'll probably be on the Commanders next year. But they're going to draft someone. It's going to be, you're going to have someone looking over your shoulder. They're going to have a top, what, 10 draft pick this year, the Commanders? If not top five, not maybe the number one overall pick?
They're doing the best at 1-4.
It's a crap show right now.
I will say, when you bring up the word retirement, you've just for the basically the free check you get, for the most part, be a backup quarterback. Take the money. Most times you don't get relied on.
But he already got the big contract.
It's almost free money. They're going to give it to, like we've seen guys like Chase Daniel, Blake Bortles earn insane amount of money just for holding the clipboard. If you're a Carson Wentz, why not do the same thing?
Well, Marco actually made a great point. I think it was like a day or two ago. Marco was talking about the backup quarterbacks. Do you remember who the quarterback? You made a great point, and I just can't remember the exact quarterback for some reason.
P.J. Walker.
Oh, it was P.J. Walker. That's what it was. Marco goes, the worst part for P.J. Walker is now he's actually going to play. And yeah, he's 2-0 as a starter. They didn't really ask him to do much up against the Cardinals last year. But Marco's point, you can make it yourself. It was wonderful when you talked about the backup quarterback.
No, position. It's just simply that your backup quarterback, the worst thing that can happen to you is actually getting on the field. Because then everybody sees how bad you are, and then everybody looks around and goes, man, we need another backup quarterback. When you never step foot on the field, you're Chase Daniel, and you wind up playing forever.
Making $35 million.
Jim Sorgi. Did we know how bad he was? No, because Peyton Manning never came off the field. So he wound up in the league for 10 years. It's the perfect place to be a backup if you never actually play. It's when you play and you get exposed and you're Mike Glennon and you never get another job for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's what happens. So the worst thing that could happen to a guy like a PJ Walker or any other backup is to actually be forced to play.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Now, we've already seen Wentz play all those games, so it doesn't really apply to him. But for Carson Wentz, like, that dude's going to be a backup next year.
Yeah, and you know what? And Wentz would be a really
somewhere.
Would be a good backup because
no, he wouldn't.
Let's take his personality aside.
Yeah. Because that's a tough thing to do.
No, I know. But I meant the idea of, like, when you watch him in practice, he looks great. So your backup is like, man, you know what? If we're going to force him to play,
inspire the defense.
We feel pretty good. Like, this guy can throw it. We feel all right. And then he gets into the game and you look around and you're like, what the hell just happened? So Wentz,
I think
Wentz would be in that spot. As long as he could swallow the ego.
Which he can.
And put it aside, you can be a backup and be in the league for a long time as long as you do things the right way. Because in shorts, I bet you he looks like he can spin it.
Yeah, the only way he's starting next year is if it's for the Commanders. They just don't want to go to their young quarterback that they're inevitably going to draft. That's the only way he's starting next year. In the NFL, from start to finish, like where they view him as, okay, that's going to be our guy for this season.
Again, he's had how many chances and opportunities now? And I get it. Some of them weren't necessarily the best scenarios.
Yeah, but you got to suck it up.
Tough. I mean, there's times where you just look at it and you're like, what am I looking at? Like, I'm looking at, it's not even a shell of the guy that it used to be 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And that guy's not coming back. So it is what it is at this point.
Yeah, Justin Fields is in pain. He's down on the field. We'll give you an update if we get one. He's hunched over right now, and he is visibly in pain. So no touchdowns here. Let's see. It was a hit. You know, that's football. That happens. Is that a shot to the ribs? Let's see. Yeah. Got a little bit of a helmet to the ribs, but that's football. That happens. He looks like he's in a lot of pain, and now he's walking. So there's 3 seconds left, 5 seconds left. I think he just go into halftime down 3-0. But this game stinks. Last week's game stunk. Colts and Broncos. This game stinks. Here's your Thursday night schedule the rest of the year. Saints and Cardinals. At least there'll be points. Ravens, Bucks, good, week 8. Eagles, Texans, oh, that's going to be Eagles just destroying the Texans. Week 10. Marco, let me get you excited for week 10. Falcons and Panthers.
Oh, yeah. Oy. That's the one.
Titans and Packers. Bills, Patriots, Raiders, Rams, 49ers, Seahawks, Jaguars, Jets, Cowboys, Titans. Not the worst schedule in the world, but these last 2 weeks have been terrible.
Now, I will say this, and I'm sure Al Michaels will let you know about it, how bad these games are. When was the last time we had Thursday night slates and we were like, oh, yeah, these are really good games? You get like 2-3 a year. Most Thursday nights always suck.
Yeah, it's short week two. You never know what to expect from these teams.
And they're usually not the big-time matchups. The one game that you have to be in prime time, you get shoved on Thursday night.
Yeah, well, they got to such a good start, too, with Chargers and Chiefs. That was a good game.
Right, but that's what I mean. It's usually, if you look at, I mean, I don't know off the top of my head, but it feels
you're not
like,
wrong.
You know, every year it winds up being the same thing. We get 3 or 4, we're like, wow, these are really good games. And the rest of it, we're like, what am I looking at?
You get like a team that's expected to win the division against a team that's expected to finish fourth in the division.
Or worse, you get, you know, division matchup with the third and fourth place team that know each other so well.
But at least they're wearing nice uniforms.
Oh, look at this slop.
The only way that you're enjoying these games is if you're betting the under. The last 2 weeks, that's the only way you could be enjoying these games.
Speaking of which, you want to guess right now the live under for this game?
Oh, really?
16.
Hold on.
It's 3-0 at halftime.
Marco said 16. There's no way it could be under 10. That's just such a slap in the face. 14.5?
Oh, so now it's not as dramatic. 22 is a live under, over under.
You know, I haven't had many winning bets this year. I think I'm going to go deposit more money into my account and take the live under.
I was just going to say, you can't expect 19 points from these two teams.
And here's the scary part. It's 3-0. These teams have been in position to score.
Yeah.
The Bears got shut down inside the 5-yard line of the Commanders twice. Twice. One with the interception and one with the run stuff. All right, good job out of you, Hickey. Thanks for making me some money.
Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire. And with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions, the Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today, anywhere podcasts are found.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on The Zach Gelb Show.
Wait, what? Josh in Philadelphia? He wants to call out the great Marco Belletti on his QB take? Should I take this?
Yes, it's funny.
Hello, Josh.
Zach Gelb, I get on there that quick. Woo!
Yeah, go ahead. It's a final segment of the show. And when you call in the topic line on all the calls that we have is Josh calls out Marco for QB takes. I'm interested. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Marco talked about how backup quarterbacks are never known unless they get on the field.
Oh, I know where you're going.
But as a Giants fan, did I not see now I'm losing his name. You know what I'm talking about. Long neck. Last year.
Mike Glennon, yeah.
Mike Glennon, and had so many chances, actually, in the NFL. And I can actually remember when one Mike Francesa said he was going to be a stud. I remember that.
Yes, he liked Glennon a lot, just like Inge.
And I also heard Marco Belletti, I believe it was yesterday morning, even, in fact, on another show, same affiliate, talk about how Daniel Jones will never be able to lead a team. Can we give him a chance? Can he get a number one wide receiver?
Well, Daniel Jones has been there for a while. You know, he showed a lot of guts last week. Don't get me wrong. That was a heck of a performance, but let's not call him a franchise quarterback yet.
No, I'm not saying that. But he said he never has a chance. He can never be a quarterback that will take a team. No, I didn't even say franchise. I'm talking about take a team to the playoffs, please.
Okay. Well,
give me this year
and maybe a franchise tag next year, potentially. That would be the apex of Jones, maybe, in New York.
It might be. And, Zach, by the way, I'm a 2005 graduate of Temple University, so thank you.
There you go. Hootie hoot, go Owls. Hopefully the football team gets back in the right direction because tonight sucks.
I have no idea about that. I'm from New York originally, Rockland County, Nyack, New York, but I'm a transplant. I went to Temple University. So thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You got it. Appreciate it, Josh. Hopefully the Owls get back to the NCAA tournament this year. All right. Closing bell time. Let's start it off. RBI by Profar, and then Jake Cronenworth going deep to right, back-to-back calls that we'll play for you, Padres Radio Network.
Gratterall's getting hit all over the yard, but the Padres threatening, and now a ground ball into right field and a base hit. That's going to get Cronenworth home, and the Padres going to go back in front. A bounding ball through the right side, an RBI single for Profar, and a 4-3 San Diego lead in the sixth. 1-1 to Jake. Here's the pitch, and that's a towering drive deep down the right field line. This one's way back. It's going to go! A long home run to right field for Jake Cronenworth. And the Padres add on. It is 5-3 San Diego in the eighth.
Got to give credit also to Josh Hader coming out of the pen. His first save of 4-plus outs since August 14th of 2020. Padres even up that series, now going back to Slam Diego. Give a stock up to the Padres. Matt Olson, RBI single, bad defense by Reese Hoskins. That broke the scoreless game last night in the sixth. Let's listen up to Ben Ingram on the Braves Radio Network.
And the offering on the way. Ground ball right side. That gets through into right field. Off the glove of Hoskins. Here comes Acuna. 1-0 Atlanta.
give a stock up to Matt Olson getting the RBI single. Also, Kyle Wright was excellent in the game last night for the Braves going up against Zach Wheeler. Went six innings, only allowed two hits up against the Philadelphia Phillies. Kyle Wright was enormous in that team's victory last night. Let's go to today, Yordan Alvarez. I don't know why the Mariners are still pitching to him, but they are, and they paid.
The 0-1. Alvarez punishes one deep to left field. Kiss it goodbye! And Relantis Crawford boxes. Astros lead it 3-2. Yordan does it again.
That's courtesy of the Astros Radio Network. Give Yordan Alvarez a stock up. Let's hear Matt Collins on the DA show.
As soon as I got out the airport, the shoes finally got to come on.
Are you? So you walked through Newark you came into?
Yeah.
You walked through Newark? You walked on the streets of New York City? You came into this building, and you're not terrified of what you're stepping in?
Nah.
You are a fearless human. You can have venomous snakes.
I can walk around with them.
Seriously? If you could survive that, you could survive anything.
Anything. Any animal, bring it to me. Oh, yeah. I've been barefoot for a couple years now. Like, when I'm in Florida, I basically wear... I'm about as close to a nudist as you can get. Like, I just wear shorts and no shirt and no socks, and I just walk around. Florida accepts me.
Yeah, that's weird. You shouldn't be walking around the streets of New York City without shoes on, stock down. Sire! Also, other NFL owners, don't be afraid of Dan Snyder. Get him out of the league. He shouldn't be in the league. I don't care what information he has. Do what's right for the fans. Get him out. Stock down to any NFL owner afraid of what info Dan Snyder has. Sire! And a stock down to this goose. I felt bad for the goose last night. That was just flying around. Then I don't know if the goose got injured. Then it's lying on the field. And then it got picked up and thrown into a trash can. I felt bad for the goose last night. So stock down for the goose in that game between the Dodgers and the Padres. And finally, Rhys Hoskins. You got to keep the ball in front of you last night. Come on, Rhys. What are you doing? Stock down. Big thanks to Roman Harper, also Grant Paulson, for stopping by today. Big thanks to each and every one of you for listening and tweeting. You can give the show a follow on the good old cesspool of Twitter or on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB. We'll be back tomorrow to Big Football Friday. Hot take Hickey, thank you as always. We'll talk manana at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire and with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today anywhere podcasts are found.